evening sa inyong lahat.
Good
evening and welcome to our youth service. Let me ask, sino sa inyo it's your first time to be here? It's your first time? Meron ba? Meron ba? Sige, taas kamay. Okay, thank you very much. Palakpakan naman natin sila. We welcome you and thank you for being here. Okay, maraming salamat. Nagpa-invite ka dun sa nag-invite sa'yo. And welcome to our church here in Victory. Two things we are passionate in doing and always we our very heart is to, una, to honor God in everything that we do. Say mo sa katabi mo, honor God. And second is we are serious about making disciples. That's why week after week, we always announce it and we always want to encourage you to be part of Victory Groups. Because this is where you get to learn more about God's Word and how will you apply it in your life. So sino sa inyo ulit? Part ka na ng Victory Group? Sino? Ayan, ayan, ayan. Monte ah, kanina ang dami ah. Sino ulit yung part of Victory Group? Alright, okay. So thank you very much for being part of one. Pero kung may in-invite kayo dito, not yet part, isama nyo yan in one of your Victory Group meetings. Probably happening after the service or before or even in the campuses, week after week, please do join one. Right now, we are in our series, title nito, Kick Off Love. So we talk about tough love, we're talking about a love that is very different. It comes from a father. But you know what? We posted a question in Facebook, okay, sa Every Nation Campus Metro East. Sino sa inyo nakalike kayo doon, okay? Every Nation Campus Metro East. Sino may Facebook? Okay, sige, meron. Aba, unti lang, no? Okay. Sino may Facebook? Ayan. Unti lang talaga, no? Sige. Like nyo yan, okay? Every Nation Campus Metro East. Sino dito walang Facebook? Madami yun, eh. Okay, sign up na. Meron na nun, okay? Meron tayong tinatawag na internet. Alright? So, meron na yan. Mag-enjoy ka dyan. But we posted a question there, and sabi doon, what's the toughest thing you've ever done for love? Ngayon, some people answered, and let me just share with you some great answers by great people. Okay, next slide. Okay, sabi nung isa, si Rosito Mora Tamanguil. Sino yan? Nandito ka ba? Okay, kasi cute nung answer mo eh. Sabi niya, to forgive. So the toughest thing he's ever done for love is to forgive. Yes, it's the hardest and toughest thing that I've done for love. Because love will always be sacrificial. Tipong wala kang magawa kung hindi magpatawad na lang. Oh, sino nakarelate? Sino dito mapagpatawad? Yeah, okay. Talaga ba? Okay. Oh, meron pang sumagot. Isa pa. Si Ian Paolo Cruzpero. Sabi niya, oh, listen. Sabi niya, nung nag-tough pat ako, pero may iba na palang may ari ng puso niya. Kahit corny, may kirot, di ba? Okay, nag-tough pat. Meron pa, may isa dyan, okay? Kilala niyo yan? Diane Alvarez! Siya yung nagsalita kanina, di ba? Sabi niya, ang maghintay ng tapat sa aking future husband. Yes! Sino ganun din sa mga girls, okay? Nag-aantay ng tapat. Sino nag-aantay ng tapat? Okay, onti lang, okay lang. Mga tatlo. Ayos, no? Kasama si Diane. Apat na kayo. Last, meron ba? Ito, matindi to. Sabi ni Angela, yung tanggapin ang katotohanan na hindi na siya babalik kailanman. Char! Grabe, sakit, no? Dahil sa love, ang sakit. Okay, oh. Mama naman sila. Dito nakarelate, okay? So kung wala lang maintindihan, okay, punta lang kay Gary V, okay? So, yan yung mga sagot nila, okay? Talking about that, onting katuwaan lang, no? Is that the kind of love that God has for us? Is it only about forgiveness? Is it only about pagiging martyr? Is that the very tough love that we're talking about here? Because the tough love we were talking about is a kind of love that only comes from a perfect Father in heaven. God is a Father to us, and God is a perfect God. But you know what? Tough love speaks of when we see God from afar, we see Him as a tough God, na parang malupit to. Okay, lahat ng alam lang nito yung judgment. We see God that way, na lahat, ito, imbawal, kaya kuminsan ayaw mo pumunta dito kasi ayaw mo ng bawal-bawal, gusto mo, freedom lang sa buhay mo, kahit ano gusto mong gawin. That's why you see God as a very distant God, not approachable, but you know what, that's why it's a heart, because God is a tender and is a loving God. And in this series, we're going to understand how tough this love is that God has for us. Because we need this kind of love, a perfect Father's love that comes from a perfect God. Because we live in a generation today which is a fatherless generation. If I could say, alam niyo yung figure of speech na we can ignore the elephant in the room. Di ba? Kung may elepante sa room, di mo pwedeng, ay, wala lang yan, okay? It's the same way. We now see it in our generation. If not in your family, maybe in your friend's family, you see a person unfathered or in a home with dysfunctional fathers. That's why there are many things that happen already in generations that happen because of a fatherless generation. Statistics say, in the U.S., this happened, okay? They shared this happened, and if you checked out in Google, may lalabas na ganito, truth about cases of fatherless homes, because 43% in their nation, okay, children live without their father. And that's not only true to the nation, but I believe in the world. There are many fatherless homes, broken families happening right now. You're probably part of that. 90%, some more of bad news. Naka-encourage, no? But this is the reality that 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. Sino may kakilala kayong naglayas? Akala mo ba trip lang yun? Pinagdaanan yun. 80% of rapists motivated by the displaced anger from a fatherless homes. They were victims at some point as well. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father. 63% of youth suicides happen because of a fatherless home. 85% okay, of children who exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. Ibig sabihin, in 100% of people, 90% of adolescent repeat arsonists, mga nag... this is a heinous crime, you know, okay? Nagsusunog, okay? Live only with their mother. 71% of high school dropouts came from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse or in drugs came from fatherless homes. 85% of youths in prison, grew up in fatherless homes. What an effect happened in America, even in the world, because of dysfunctional homes, broken families. That does not only affect statistics or numbers, it affects us personally. We're probably part of this, but it has affected our identity first and foremost. An identity that when we speak of a list, what's been hurting the most first, minsan hindi mo alam kung sino ka talaga. No one has pushed you to a destiny that God has for you. No one has encouraged you. No one has even told you that, go. Diba? Parang, kaya mo yan. Many people suffer today with many questions unanswered in their life. Even to a point of thinking, am I really a man or a woman? Ano yung kaya kong marating sa buhay? An identity that only a father could actually give and encourage them and lead them. But not only that, it affects many of us insecurity. That's why we see many people insecure today. Many homes that never had that. Never had security at home. They never really know what it feels like to be secured, to have someone to protect them. That's why people nowadays find security from many places or many different relationships up until today. They tend to compare themselves with other children that they saw that they were secured with fathers around them, holding their hands crossing the street. Being there, pagkuhaan ng grades, kasama yung tatay. Ikaw, sino kasama mo? Probably si ate. It has affected us. Also affected us in the way we relate with other people in community. It affected us in a way we can't relate with other people because we don't know how to. No one has related the shared love, giving, and even has taught us how to be gentlemen. No one has taught that to them. It's now hard for us to relate. And that's why we always wonder, how can we be accepted? Because people who came from dysfunctional homes always work their way for acceptance. When will I be accepted? What do I have to do to be accepted in a certain community, in this family, and even in the church? Sometimes the way we see God, what can I do so that I would be accepted? But the good news is this, we have a perfect Father in heaven. This series is not meant for us that magkaroon tayo ng listahan kung gaano karami yung naging mali ng mga tatay natin sa atin. Kung bakit tayo iniwan, kung bakit tayo inabandona. This is not the series for that. And it is never, I hope there will never be a time na sisisihin natin sila. Because they are probably victims of fatherless homes also. That's why the good news is we have a perfect Father in God. Amen? Amen. Let's read in Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17. No matter how much it has affected us, created wounds in us, there is always a good news. And let us read from God's word. Sabi sa verse 15, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Say, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself, the Holy Spirit, bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The last verse. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him." Let's all bow down. Let's pray before we continue. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray that you open our hearts and minds, that we will not go out of this place unchanged. That we will go out of this place confident that we have you in our lives, Lord. That we can have you as a father. If we came here, probably we don't know that yet. We're not yet part of your family, or hindi kami confident that we are part of your family. Lord, we will not come out of this place without making a decision to receive you in our lives. But to us who already knew you, who already enjoy a relationship with you, God, we pray that we would continue to enjoy it and know you more and more in Jesus' name. Amen. As we talk about these verses, the following chapter that we read in chapter 8, following that, were written, okay, pero hindi naman pala yung following lang, okay? The whole book of Romans was written by Paul, an apostle. Pinag-usapan natin sa kick-off, naalala nyo siya? Okay, and he wrote this book talking about the first chapters hangga before Chapter 8, talking about the justification that we now have with God. Ibig sabihin, the right standing we have with God. It's as if you never sinned at all when you are in Jesus Christ. But now he shifts to a point that how would it affect the way you live and how would it affect the way you perceive God in your life? How would it affect you? How would it affect that when you know that you are now justified, you are now new in Christ, you are now at the right standing in God, all of your sins are forgiven, what's next after that? What do you have now in God? That we talk about that, first and foremost, I believe that when you are in Christ and what the Bible says, even as we highlight this in verse 15, okay, in verse 15, we highlight the word Abba Father. You now have God as Abba Father. God is our Abba Father. That's our first point. To know that God as Abba Father, and to be secured that, because most of us, or if not all of us, would probably agree na God is the Creator. Tama? Sino sa inyo nag-agree ka? God is the Creator. Yeah, mga 85. Galing ko bilang. No? Sino nag-agree? God is the Creator. God is the Lawgiver. He gave the Ten Commandments. He gave the Bible. God is a King. Okay, we all agree with that. We all agree at many points that this is correct. God is, yes, the Creator. God is the King. God is the Lawgiver. But at some point, nahihirapan tayong i-accept that kuminsan hindi natin makita si God as a Father. As I started a while ago, we only see God as a distant God. God is not only, yes, He is the Creator, Lawgiver, Master, Lord of all. But you know what? This Creator, Lawgiver, Lord of all, is your Father when you are in Christ. You can call to Him as Abba Father. What does it mean when we say Abba Father? Because when you talk about our earthly fathers today, it affects how we think of who God is. It affects, ibig sabihin, relationship natin kay God. The way we see our earthly fathers now, it affects the way we see God, even when we are in Christ. Because think of the things that you see as negative in your fathers. think of the bad things probably that you don't admire him about or parang hindi mo gusto. You know what? God is not like that. Even though, yes, our human fathers, earthly fathers, has done something wrong to us. But you know what? God, being the Father, we can relate to him because he is not like that. How about the good things that you remember about your fathers? Ako merong naalala. Yung iba. Okay, isa, dalawa kami. Okay. How about the good things that you remember? The strengths, the things that you admire about your father? Probably yung ina-admire mo sa father mo, matapang to. Di ba? Pag may nambuli sa'yo, punta ka lang sa tatay mo. Okay? Or pag yung father mo, alam mo lang na he loves your family very much. He provides for your family. And you admire that. He is hardworking and you admire that. Probably masarap magluto yung tatay mo. Sino yung may tatay masarap magluto? Kagaya ng tatay ko, di ba? Naabangan ko yan. Probably you admire that. You admire the good things that your father has in store for you. But all of the good things that you remember about your father, you know what? God is infinitely better and greater than that. Not to put down your fathers, but you know what? God has given us fathers as a bonus, as a gift for all of us. The negative things, God is not like that. But the good things, God is infinitely better. That's why we can trust God. When we talk about God being Abba Father, Abba, let's just talk about that first. Abba, this is an informal kind of addressing a father. Informal, in such a way we talk about Jesus, okay, calling to God, the Father, as Abba, parang Daddy, Papa, my Father, your Father, our Father. How do you call your fathers, earthly fathers here? Ba, Papa? Ako, Papa. Okay? Or Daddy. Call my father da. Okay? Normally da. But that's informal. A father now, it's a combination of formal and informal. Because formal now means a father, okay? In their language there, okay? Used in Greek, okay? Yung father, formal. Yung una, Aramaic, okay? A different language, but an informal time of approaching God as my daddy, my father. But now, we talk about father gives respect. It's a formal way of addressing dads. Formal, which means honor and respect. You recognize that. Because how do you relate with your fathers? I have a father and I relate with him in a way na pagka-informal, sabi ko nga sa inyo, ang tawag ko sa kanya, di ba, papa? Okay, hindi, joke lang. Okay, da. Okay, sabihin ko, da. Bilyar tayo. I can come to him like that. Mahilig kami magbilyar ng tatay ko. Pupustahan pa kami. Hindi, joke lang. Okay? Sige pa, pupusta ko yung ulam mo. Ha? Wala kang... I come to him. Da, pengi naman 20. Oh. Sino ganun din minsan, di ba? Yung mabait minsan, di ba? Hug-hug pa. Tapos bakit? Ano kailangan mo? Come to our fathers. Pero there's also a way that to honor and respect my father is that we learn. And I learned, it's a culture in our family na dapat nagpo-po at opo sa kanya. Ganun din ba sa families nyo? Sa nakakatanda, po at opo? Okay? Not only that, hindi ko pwedeng tawagin yung tatay ko na Dennis lang. Dennis yung pangalan niya. Dennis! Taimbaon! Okay? I can't come to my dad like that way. I have to come to him with respect and honor. Da, pwede po ba akong humingi ng extra baon? May project po kami. That's what I do when I have projects, when I was a student. In that kind of way, it gives a sense of being informal that in a way, I can come to my dad because I have a relationship with him. Okay lang yon, kahit anytime, anywhere, punta ako sa kanya, tawagan ko siya. But also with respect and honor because he is my father. He is the leader of our home. He is the master. He is the one who leads us. But you know what? In the Bible, it was a foreign concept to them. Relating to God as Father was probably in the Old Testament times, alam nyo ba, in the Old Testament times, it was just mentioned 10 times. Relating God as Father. And it was just used as a metaphor or a figure of speech. Parang, it's just an illustration. God as a Father, Israel as children, and that's it. No connection, just plain illustration. Not to a point that when Jesus has called God as Abba, my father, daddy, it shake the culture of Jewish people at that point. We can't relate to God as that. In fact, hindi nila ma-spell yung God as G-O-D. Because they respect the name of God so much, hindi pwedeng ispell ng buo. They fear that way. They fear God that so much that in some point, now Jesus is revolutionizing their thinking that you can relate with this God as Abba Father. When you go back to the verse, to the word Abba, puntahan natin yung word na Abba, yung word mo ng Abba. Yan. Jesus, okay, in his lifetime, introduced the truth of relating to God as Father, my Father, and you know what? It is the most frequent term of God in the New Testament. In fact, more than 100 times or more is mentioned by Jesus and the disciples, or si Paul, nagsulat siya sa Bible or in the New Testament. It was now mentioning to us that God is not a distant God, that in the Old Testament, takot sila kay Lord. Takot sila. That's why only one person could come and reconcile with them and babalitaan na lang sila. But now there's a good news that all of them can come to God. That's why when Jesus taught them how to pray in Matthew 6 verse 9, this is just one of the many times Jesus has taught them to relate to God as your Father. In fact, in chapter 5, basahin niyo yon of Matthew, and even in chapter 6, you would see how many times Jesus told people, you can relate to God as your Father. Many times, your Father. And even as when they ask, how should we pray? Jesus started by telling them, you can come to Him and ask Him, our Father. Our Father. This is the truth of what God has done for us. And the truth that we can relate to God, na una sa lahat, we revere His name, we respect Him, and we can come to Him anytime, anywhere, because He is our Abba Father. That's why let me tell you that you may be coming here, or you may be coming here with a struggle na just now, you have a struggle with your own Father. A relationship that struggles with your own Father. In fact, probably di mo siya kilala. Or kilala mo siya, nasa bahay siya, pero lagi kayong nag-aaway. In fact, ayaw mo umuwi. Mas gusto mo dito magstay. Kasi mas masaya dito. When you come home, a dysfunctional home because of a father. Probably your father was distant, absentee kahit nandun, pero parang wala. Worse even, probably has hurt you, sinned against you through harshness, loveless, harassments, or even physical abuse or abandonment. I hope that you forgive your fathers also. Because we have a perfect Father in heaven. You have a perfect Abba Father in heaven right now. What Jesus did to introduce Abba Father, God the Father as Abba Father, has made a way so that we would be healed and you would be whole again. Wholeness, so that you would, that even though you have been wounded by your earthly fathers, you would be healed in this kind of wounds that only God can do. Only God can heal. You would be new, you would be whole spiritually and emotionally. Because now, we don't have to look at God as a father who was just right there. Tinitignan ka, waiting for you to do something wrong. Para pagalitan ka, punish ka, parusahan ka. But you know, God is here waiting for you to come so that He could embrace you. So that you would enjoy your relationship with God. And I hope, this is my prayer, as Jesus wanted to introduce God being Abba Father, you know what He wants for us to know is that He could make us whole spiritually, emotionally, more than that. Enjoy and know Him more forever. You would have a relationship with God as a Father, not only a far away God. Because you know what? The relationship with God does not end there. There's a good news still in verse 15 in Romans 8. Sabi dito, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba Father. I don't know if you'd be encouraged in this one, pero because in our culture, pangit to, pero you know what, let me tell you this, what the Bible says, we are adopted children, not slaves. Because in our culture, pag nakita natin sa TV, di ba, yung pag sinabihan siya, anak, ampun ka. Ha? Gulat yung iba, no? Okay, nagising, okay. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, nagising eh. Okay, sinadya ko yun. Okay. Ba, pag sinabing ampun ka, galit pa sila? Bakit di nyo sinabi? Play mo nga. Kung wala ka na, ampun ako. Aray. Galit na galit pa sila, naampun sila. We see that way in the telenovelas that we see around our televisions na masamang bagay ba pag na-adapt? Ikaw, wala mo ba yan? O sige, ayaw mo naman pala eh. Alis ka na lang. Hindi ba magandang bagay na inalagaan sila, inaruga, minahal ulit? Pinag-aral, pinalaki, minahal. Kahit pa at some point, they were abandoned. But the good thing about adoption is that it speaks of value because you were now valued twice. You are now owned two times. Because not all, before, if you, from the other family, probably in a point na hindi nila mapag-aral to, that happens, even in the Bible, that's the stories before, when adoption comes, okay, na thou give off the child for to another family because of the value that they want this person to grow now, to have a future. But in the same way, even as before, we don't see ourselves valuable. Sino ba naman tayo makasalanang mga tao? And then God would want to adopt us in our family. That's how much God loves us. We are not slaves anymore because before we are slaves to sin, but now we are adopted by God. Adoption is spoken favorably throughout all scripture, and understanding that before, that we were not yet in Christ, but when you have given your life to Christ, you have given and surrendered your heart to Him, and you have surrendered your life to Him, you now become part of God's family, adopted into God's family. Because before, you were not really a child of God. Lahat tayo dito, when we were not yet in Christ, we are not children of God. Yes, we are creation of God, but we are children of the devil because of sin. But the good thing is this, God adopted you. God has welcomed you, embraced you into His family, just as you are in Christ. It doesn't end there. Because the good news about what Christ has done for us is this. Let me share with you what Wayne Grudem said in a book called Systematic Theology. Okay, next slide. Yan. Sabi dito, regeneration has to do with our spiritual life within. So, ibig sabihin, regeneration is the newness of your life now in the spirit. Because before, when you were in sin, you are dead in sin. Tingin mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang dead? Hindi naman siguro, kasi naka-Christ na yan, okay? Inside, if you are in sin, you are not in Christ. Inside, you are actually dead. Well, that's what the Bible says. But in regeneration, you are now renewed. Justification has to do with our standing before God. Because the Bible says, for the wages of sin, isa lang, isang kasalanan is already death. Sabihin, kahit isang kasinungalingan lang, kahit isang kasalanan lang, it's as if you already have defiled or has not followed all of the rules because now you deserve death, eternal separation in hell. Eternal separation with God in hell. But now that what justification when justification happens, when you accept Christ, you are now a new you. It's as if you never sinned at all. You are now holy and righteous. Because the righteousness of Christ is now our righteousness. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang righteous yan? Lakas ng tawa nun. If that person is in Christ, that person is now holy and righteous, and that's what happens. But you know what? Guess what? Listen. When we talk about being regenerated, new in life and in spirit, and now justified, it's as if your record, you never sinned at all, that's already qualified enough to go to heaven. It is already, you are already qualified to go to heaven if therefore you accepted Christ, now renewed, and also is justified, free from all sin, because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now we are forgiven of all of our sins. You are now ready to go to heaven. But God did not end there. God did not want us to just be citizens of heaven and then just walk around there as if, God, saludo lang. Because we don't have a relationship with Him. But the very important part is this. God did not just want you to have a new life. He wants you to be part of His family. Because what adoption did, but adoption has to do with our relationship with God. God does not want you to just be in heaven and be out of hell. But from this day on, when you accept Christ, and from the very day on that you accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, it's a relationship between God as your Father, now you being a child of God. That's how important it is for God. Na hindi ka lang basta mabuhay pang forever. But God wants to be with you, be part of His family forever. That's how much He loves you. That's how important it is for Him that you be part of His family. Because you know what? Some of us here are now believers, but at some point still live with the mindset of a slave. We think as if we are workers of God. But let me give you a comparison of what a slave is. Diba nakita natin yun sa verses? A spirit of slavery and also a spirit of a son or a child. Binabanggit na son doon, by the way, is not just a male, okay, na anak. But it speaks of your being a child of God. Being part of a family. Adopted into a new family. Because in adoption, you know what? In adoption, all of who you are before, kung mahirap ka dati, kung ganito ka dati, ito yung status ng pamilya niyo dati, ito yung apelido mo, it's all now erased. It is now new, all new in Christ. But sometimes we live in a mentality that we are still workers or slaves, probably of God, not children. But as slaves, ito yung comparison dyan, no? Talking about it. Let's go to the comparison now. And first of all, a slave is in bondage, has boundaries. Not really free at all, but whatever the master has to say, that's what only the slave should do. A child or a son, a daughter of God, has liberty and freedom. Because you know what? Before we were slaves to sin. Bible says, whatever masters you, the sin enslaves you. But now that you are a child of God, you are now free. You are now out of the cage. You are now free not to do whatever you want, but real freedom, totoong freedom, is the ability to do what's good and what's right before God's eyes. That's freedom. And you can now live right in God. Enjoy a relationship with God. Not only that, second, is a slave is a worker for wages, works for wages, but a child is an heir in Christ. Heir with Christ, sabi kanina, tagapagmana. A slave works for wages. But when we talk about blessings, sino sa inyo gusto nyo dito maging blessed? Sino yung blessings from God? Come on. But what if this is your kind of life na, Lord, kailangan ko magbasa ng Bible, kailangan ko gawin ko, kailangan every Friday nandito ko sa youth service para i-bless mo ako. I don't think that's a blessing. Sweldo yun. You're living in a slave mentality. Because if you work for something, you get something, wages yun, sweldo yun. You know what? The blessing of God is an inheritance. It's only given and it's received, not worked for. Be open to receive from God kasi anak niya. Don't work for favor that comes from God. It would never really give you favor at all. It would only enslave you to that mentality that I have to work for God, not enjoy and love God. Third comparison is probably has limited rights or no rights at all. Walang karapatan ng isang slave. Whatever the master has to say, kailan lang yung day off niya, dun lang din yun. But you know what? In every single day, as a child of God, a son or a daughter, you have all the rights and privileges. Salvation is a privilege that came from God. That's why you would be with Him. Forgiveness of all of sin is a privilege. The good, pleasing, and perfect will that God has in store for your life, for your future, it's all privileges given by our God, by our perfect Father. Whatever you need today, provision for your family, tuition fee, pambaon pa man yan, it's all just been going to be blessed by God for you. It's a privilege because our God, our perfect Father, loves you and me. You have all the rights to come to Him and enjoy a relationship with Him. And lastly is this, conditional and distant. Kagaya nyo na pag nung unang pinag-usapan natin, we only see God as a distant kind of God. Kung kailan lang may kailangan, pwede lumapit, pero pagka madami ng kasalanan, bawal na pumunta dito. God is as close and intimate as you think He is. That's why God whispers to you. That's why God comes and speaks to you in a still small voice, even the Bible says, because that's how close He wants with you, how He wants to be with you. So that you would hear Him, know Him, love Him just as He loves you. Close and intimate. But in every single day, how much time do you spend talking to God? Or nahihiya ka? Let me give you an example. In the life of my cousin, a young boy, and his dad, tito ko, is an owner of a restaurant. And in that restaurant, kumakain kami, I saw my tito, okay, syempre, siya yung boss doon, meron siyang workers. Okay, workers would only do whatever he says. But also, is this, the son comes in a different setting. Because he's a son, he can come to his dad anytime. Kahit busy, madaming tao. The son would come, and then, syempre, nakikikain siya, tapos gusto niya pa ng rice, pupunta siya sa tatay niya, okay. Dad, paying extra rice. Okay lang. Then, bibigyan. Okay, pag gusto niyo pa ng soft drinks, pa-refill, punta lang. Come to him anytime, kahit busy. Yung workers, hindi pwedeng pumunta doon. Boss, paying extra rice. Okay? Trabaho. Okay? Pwedeng. Kasi anak to. Pero I never saw his son beg for rice. Diba? Parang, Daddy, can I set an appointment? Let me have rice today. I never saw this child beg for extra rice at that very moment. But he was just there. Punta siya sa tatay niya. Chabi-chabi yun eh. Talon-talon. Hamos. Come to the father and ask for rice. That very moment, it gives a picture that could that be our place in God? You don't have to come to God begging. And every day, nakaluhod ka pumunta dito. Read the Bible over and over again so that you would be blessed. You know what? You just have to come to God. He is your Father. And if you want to be part of His family, come to God today. Accept Christ, what He has done. He will be your Father. You don't have to come begging to God. You just have to come to Him, enjoying the relationship that you have with Him. Because even as says in John 1:12, in the last verse I'd like to share with you, but all who did receive Jesus Christ, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. If you're here and you've never received Christ, let me give you that opportunity to receive Christ so that you'd be part of God's family. You can call God a Father. You can relate with Him every day. Don't be a slave as if you need to work for God. You can enjoy a relationship with Him. And if you are here and then you have been with Christ for the longest time now, you have a relationship with God. I hope that you enjoy God. I hope hindi burden that you pray to Him. But you do it out of your love and out of wanting to know God more and more. Wanting to experience Him and knowing that you have a perfect Father in heaven, life is now secured for you and me. That's why let us read this all together as my last point. 1, 2, 3, go. In Christ, I am a child of my perfect Father in heaven. Enjoy your relationship with God. He is your Father. Even if you came here and you know that you don't have a father in earth, you have a perfect Father now in God. Let me invite everyone to stand up right. I'd like us to worship. And even as we worship at this moment, I'd like us to cry out to God. I'd like us to enjoy the presence of God, enjoy the relationship that we have with Him. And even in worship, you sing songs not because it's part of the program, but you sing songs because you want to adore Him. He is your Father in heaven. Abba, Father, salamat sa pagkakataon to, kasama kita. Panginoon, mahal na mahal ka namin. Can we all raise up our hands in prayer right now? Lord, we come to You in worship right now to enjoy who You are, Your presence, to enjoy Your goodness and Your love for us. We are thankful because You are with us. we are thankful because you are our God, we are your children, and we can come to you today with any concerns, anything in mind, any thankfulness, worship, we can jump, we can shout, we can love you, O God, at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen.